up to another good, good morning. Time to go. Oh, we are all looking for adventure. We are all looking for adventure. We are all.
Welcome back to the 3x5 Live Podcast. On this podcast, we talk about mindset, mindfulness, productivity, everything self-development. Last week, Jesse did a little solo act. This week, I'm doing a little solo act. And spring is in the air, at least in the Northeast where we live. And I thought it was a good time to talk a little bit about goal setting, things that we, you know, strive for at the beginning of the year. Because the season change like this, the drastic season change of spring, the rebirth, can either make you get off your pattern of habits, or maybe you start to double down because you know it's, I don't know, beach body season or whatnot. For me, it kind of takes me off of my game because now there's more temptations. There's more things that can pull me out of my routine, playing golf or hanging out late at night because the sun's still up at, you know, 8 p.m. or whatnot. So I thought it was a good time to talk a little goals. And leading motivational psychologist Heidi Grant Halverson wrote the most successful blog in Harvard Business School's history, and it's called 9 Things Successful People Do Differently. So obviously that title got me jazzed. And then after reading the 9 Things Successful People Do Differently, I got even more pumped because I realized at the very end of it, we can all do this. There's no magic sauce. There's nothing like crazy. It's just like the fundamental things we talk about on this podcast all the time. So Heidi summarizes it like this. So I'll kind of read through these 9 to you. Successful people set very specific goals and seize opportunities to act on them. They always know how far they have to go and stay focused on what still needs to be done. They believe they will succeed, but embrace the fact that success will not come easily. They remember that it's about making progress rather than doing everything perfectly right out the gate. They believe that they can develop their ability through effort, which makes them gritty in the face of setbacks and challenges. They build their willpower through frequent exercise, make plans for how to cope when willpower is low, and try not to put themselves in situations where temptations abound. They focus on what they will do rather than what they won't do. So those are the 9 things that successful people do. And she writes this. I can link to her blog post in the show notes, but it kind of like forced me to ask some questions. Okay, so if we go through these 9 things, Brian Johnson from Optimize he did a little blurb on this too, and there was 9 questions. So it's just like, okay, what exactly do we want to achieve? So we have to know what we want to achieve, and successful people know what they want to achieve. So when they have that clear vision, that North Star, I don't know if anybody has read the book Vivid Vision in here. Vivid Vision is a phenomenal book where people actually create a vivid vision. It's actually 3 years. It's not 5 years. It's not 10 years. 3 years is short enough, but it's not too short. You know, a presidential term's 4 years, so you can kind of plan within that. So that 3-year window, and these vivid visions that they create, they actually take them and show them to bankers when they're trying to get funding for a big project. They show them to their teams. They hang them in their offices. So successful people know what they want to achieve. So what do you want to achieve? What is your North Star? And then the next question, is now a good time to go for it? So, all right, I have my vision. Is now the right time? My wife just gave birth. No, it's not a good time because I'm going to be tied up with a newborn. That's a season I'm in. So being really honest with yourself, I want to achieve this goal, but is now the right time? How far do you have left to go to hit your target? So they are tracking and understanding that this is my goal that I'm going after, and I know that that's going to take 3 years. I know that's going to take 1 year, 6 months, whatever it is. And then they track accordingly. They have milestones along the way. So that's what successful people are doing. They know where they are for the most part on their trajectory to reaching their goal. Now, the fourth question, have you looked at the obstacles and made a plan? So, you know, pain, uncertainty, and hard work, as Stutz says in his documentary, poo's going to come up. Pain, uncertainty, and hard work needs to be done, the hard work part, but pain and uncertainty is going to happen. So they know those obstacles are coming, so they plan accordingly for them to inevitably raise up. You know, you're trying to lose weight. You're inevitably going to have a vacation, a party, whatever your goal is. So you plan for those obstacles. You plan by doing food prep when you're going to that party, whatever that is. The fifth question is, do you have a growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset? That's just fundamental. So, I mean, Carol Dweck's book, Mindset, is fantastic if you have not read it. And it really breaks down in a great way of growth versus fixed mindset. And after that clicks in your brain, suddenly you're going to be like, holy cow, my dad has such a fixed mindset, or that coworker. Like, you just start recognizing people by, you know, their growth or fixed mindset. And you want to be around people that have growth mindsets because they're going to help you achieve your goals. But you need to know that for yourself. Do I have a fixed or growth mindset? Then the sixth question is, how is your grit? So are you a gritty person? Are you going to be able to persevere when things get tough, when inevitably they are going to get tough for your goals? So successful people build their grit muscle. Successful people know they need grit to overcome the inevitable challenges that they're going to face. Are you training your willpower? I think that's enough said. Like, we all have limited willpower. We all know that we have the most willpower in the morning. So if this is like a goal with working out, we might want to eat that frog first thing in the morning. Another good book, Eat the Frog. Number eight, have you removed all trigger prompts, cues in your life? This one is huge for me, just setting up the routine of after I do this, then I do that, and removing things that trigger your bad behaviors, or even implementing things that trigger your good behaviors. You know, after I brush my teeth, I meditate. Those types of triggers and cues in your life, good or bad, really set you up for success when you're trying to achieve a goal or trying to eliminate something. Like, don't bring the chips in the house, you know? And the last one is, what are you going to do to achieve all that you want? So essentially, like, you know this goal is big. You know that you are going after this North Star. And are you willing to achieve and become the person that you need to be to achieve that goal? In the process of achieving goals, it's a lot of times it's not the goal that you're achieving, it's the person you become along that path. And that person that you become becomes more powerful and more meaningful than achieving that goal that you set out in the first place. But as I read through this list, it triggered me to want to share it with the community here, because all these things, it's just fundamental goal science. It's all in all of our power to do what all the successful people out there do, you know, and there's a reason why this very simplistic blog post went viral years ago and became the number one, blog in Harvard Business School's history. So I will link to it below. That's what we got this week. As we're transitioning to spring, let's keep our goals top of mind. If you haven't set them this year, let's do everything we can to become the best version of ourselves. Have a fantastic week. Take care. We are all